baby, she gets unruly. Thinks she can't stop a train. Raise her hand, raise the dead. Stop the lightning in the rain. A twist of sage, a thousand rounds. Tobacco on buried in the ground. A silhouette in the twilight. The shadow cast in a breath for life. She brings me flowers, fresh and wild. She lays them down by my side. Rests her hands onto mine and tells me that the world will be just fine. She steals my sorrow, jot and salt. Banks steal and borrow, they take it out. If I don't wake tomorrow, won't wake it up. This world was built bare knuckles and bronze.
You also have another great video on YouTube for your song, As I Lay Dying. Can you tell me about that song and video?
Sure. That song is basically about the fall of the patriarchy. And the video was shot on Quadra Island. And the idea of it was basically AW is the male in the story that is in this a bit of a tough realization and acceptance of the end of an era, so to say, and sort of handing the torch over back to the women.
When do you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing in a studio recording or performing on a stage?
That's interesting. Because, you know, these times that we're in, we've just really been reflecting on touring almost full-time, you know, steadily for the last 7 or 8 years, and thinking about, you know, what we really miss about it. And I do really miss performing and the connection with people and just, you know, music being just a very curious thing to do with the air. And you can share that with people, and I do miss that. But I also believe that, well, for me personally and Al, we're both creative. I feel like there's lots of different outlets for creative, and how music, since music has kind of slowed down a bit and we've both been able to be home finally for longer than we've ever really been able to be. And so we're both, I love the garden and I love to be in nature, and I also feel very much in my element in my garden and with the veggies, and we both ride motorcycles, and Al is a mechanic, motorcycle mechanic and bicycle mechanic. So we both love going exploring on our bikes and stopping somewhere and writing. We love to write together. So I would say out of those three that you said, though, I definitely love performing. I miss that. I miss that connection.
You have toured extensively around North America and Europe, and I'm sure you've made countless amazing memories, but can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really special one for you?
Let me think. It's so fun. We've just been kind of trying to absorb all of them the last little while. And let me think. See, one of our recent shows we had in New Orleans was really special. We were down there kind of before everything. Right before everything hit, we sort of skidded into home base by the hair of our chins, and everything started closing. So we were down there. I hadn't been down there in a lot of years. Al, it was his first time down there, but he has been wanting to go for many moons. So, yeah, we were there playing in a beautiful venue, and we had some of our favorite players come in that we've known for a while, and just the vibe was absolutely magical and just thick and special with a shared reverence for sound, for these sounds. And it was just, the moon was out and I could see it through the window, and I could, where I was playing, and I could just, I had this lovely view of being able to look at the moon, and I could, you know, just think of the Mississippi River right there. And it was just so absolutely a lovely, lovely evening.
As you've mentioned, it's really difficult to plan very far ahead under the current conditions, but hopefully with this, all this writing you're doing in your garden and out on the motorcycles, is there any new music on the horizon for you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've both been writing quite a bit, and we have plans to record. We'll see. Hopefully it can happen, but our plans are to record in the winter, probably November, December, and we have some pretty exciting guests. I don't know if I can really talk about it quite yet, but we have some pretty amazing folks who are going to collaborate with us that we're pretty thrilled about.
Where can we find you online to keep track of what you're up to in the new releases?
Yeah, we have the usual socials. We're quite internetable. BlueMoonMarquee.com is the main one, and there's lots of links on there. And then we have the old IG, Instagram, and we have a Facebook as well. That's it, though. No Twitter for this bird. I can't. Those are enough for me, and I just can't even think of dealing with another thing.
So. Oh, I totally hear you. Twitter is one thing I have never had.
Yeah, just go tweet yourself senseless somewhere. I can't be bothered.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Wayward. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, sure. This is a composition mostly written by Al. And this came about from just when you're feeling a little spicy or saucy, and who knows what it is. Something in just your mood, the air, the water, but it's just a kind of a fair warning that you might go off a bit tonight.
Wonderful. Jazz, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, you bet. Thank you so much.
Say the spoon. from